This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now, normally, this time of year, we see hundreds of thousands of jobs appear out of thin air for a few months. These are temp jobs, clothing stores hiring to deal with swarms of holiday shoppers, bars, restaurants, hotels, too. It is like a holiday present to the economy. It increases employment and puts money in people's pockets. All of that, this year, has been blunted thanks to COVID-19, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
Stores and malls hired around 700,000 temporary seasonal workers in the fall of 2019. As of the end of November this year, gains in temp jobs were running way behind that pace.
Retail hiring fell 12.5%, fairly significant drop off.
Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says there is more e-commerce hiring.
A big boom in the transportation and warehousing sectors, up about 137%.
But he says that still only makes up about half the seasonal jobs missing from brick-and-mortar retailers. There's a slowdown for app-based gig workers, too. Last year, Joe Fifield drove for Uber and Lyft in Minneapolis to supplement his income. This year, he's delivering for DoorDash, and he says it's not as easy to make money.
You spend a lot more time driving with an empty car.
He says he's making about 20% less than last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.